We have an exciting night tonight. Thanks. We're going to cover quite a bit of topics. What I'd like to do quickly is introduce the topic and then introduce the speakers, and we'll get right into it. I've been told that if we ourselves keep on time, they might even play a little longer later. So we will do our best. Personalized medicine, precision medicine. They often mean the same thing as they're currently used today, but they do have different traditions. Precision medicine is what's used in the United States. There's a major precision medicine initiative. They're focusing on getting a million people to be part of a new cohort, to have the depth of measurement and the number of people needed to get at these kinds of interactions. There's similar initiatives like this in the UK and Europe and elsewhere. What it means is a focus on the development of preventions and treatments based on an individual's particular genetic, microbiome, environmental, and lifestyle factors. It's really about getting the right treatment at the right time to the right person, about individualizing and optimizing treatment for particular conditions. But some also see this as a much broader scope, not only emphasizing genetic disorders, chronic conditions, but also focusing on wellness and on what's called betterment, about optimizing health, optimizing ability and function, what we might see in some of the highest level of sporting activities and so on. But there's also another feature about it that is focusing on measuring what matters to patients. And there's some new initiatives here in BC called the Strategy for Patient-Oriented Research, where you'll see more of this. And many of you might already be involved in playing a role in the design of new studies and evaluation of treatments and so on. So I think there's a lot of very, very interesting activity, and you'll hear about some of the latest tonight. I wanted to also say that there is a recognition that not all health outcomes, particularly those in mental health and psychiatric disorders, are as simple, that these are very complex phenomena in themselves. And so this is a statement that comes from the National Institute of Mental Health in the United States, that in this case, it's likely that many genes contribute only a very small amount of vulnerability. And they are working in interaction with a person's experiences, often from very early in life, neurodevelopment, and social and cultural factors. So there's a recognition that precision medicine, that better identifying the particular causal action and method of treatment, is going to require a great deal of effort, often a great deal of data, and a great deal of engagement by individuals willing to participate in these kinds of studies. And the data themselves that are being collected are very broad and very rich, including, of course, genetic information, but also information about physiology, functioning, cognition, family dynamics, a variety of environmental exposures and cultural background. I'll speak a little bit later about the importance of longitudinal data, following individuals up. And what we tend to find is when we follow people up in some very, very long-term studies that often begin at birth, and now these individuals are maybe 70 years of age, that many of the things we find that happen early in life carry forward in ways that matter for midlife and later life in terms of health and well-being. 2 days ago, there was a very interesting article in the Globe and Mail. As the world embraces precision medicine, Canada falls behind. But it was a very hopeful message. It was a very powerful message because the fundamental statement is we're not lacking the people, the researchers, and the interest, or the infrastructure, or the money, but we're lacking the vision. And so this was really a call to arms, a call for us to somehow pull it together and bring together the remarkable data resources in terms of the electronic health record, in terms of the ability to link data, in terms of the number of really major longitudinal studies that are going on here in Canada, the Canadian Longitudinal Study of Aging, the Canadian Partnership for Tomorrow Project, a cohort of over 300,000 individuals, and other studies across Canada. There's really a lot of opportunity here to leverage these resources as well as the expertise of people like you'll be hearing from tonight. Patrick McLeod is a clinical geneticist. He'll be speaking about Genetics 2.0. Al-Hayashi asked him a question, well, is there a prerequisite? Patrick didn't answer, but I guess we'll find out. Our speaker after Patrick is Brad Nelson, Getting Personal with Cancer. Brad is Director, Distinguished Scientist, Dealey Research Center, and also affiliated with UVic and UBC. And Ike Henner-Kluge will speak on personalized medicine in the best interests of the patient. Ike has had a great deal of influence in ethics and medicine over the last several decades, and we'll be hearing from him about many of these very challenging issues about data and privacy and participation in these kinds of studies. So with that, Patrick, floor is yours. Thank you.